Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Cedeno reaches third base with a triple. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dyer to Garrett. The throw back to home, and Cedeno is out at the plate. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Wynn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Metzger. Metzger fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Metzger. Staub goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAndrew, and towards Martinez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-2 in the game. McAndrew hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Helms fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rader strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Helms moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Wayne Garrett. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Gladding now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beauchamp moves to second. Two outs. John Milner pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is hit by the pitch. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.